Yeah, you know, these things happen. I mean, what took place was we were trying to get our extra players conditioned, and there was a one-on-one battle at the net where he tripped up and landed on his back, I think, and the player happened to step on him and cut him just above the back of the knee. And, you know, so it's a fairly wide cut, so he'll need to – we're taking him to the hospital, and we'll see what the diagnosis is when they take a look at him there. But he lost – you know, a fair bit of blood, and I think he's in some pain, and it looks like it's a vein, and then we'll go from there. We'll let them look at him. And tough on your team, you know, but it's exactly.
Did I understand that right? Another player fell, or did he fall?
No, he fell, and another player was tied up with him, and his skate landed on his leg, and that's what cut him through the sock, and I don't know if it cut through the pant, but there was a fair amount of loss of blood there quickly, and we got it tied up and pressure on it, and I think that and he'll be fine.
What can you say to your team when something like that happens? It just doesn't seem to get rattled by it, obviously.
Well, yeah, you know, they will be rattled. It's a teammate, and there's not much you can say, you know, so the guys are heading back. It kind of throws a wrench in your pregame, but we'll get it solved by the time we're ready to go here when we get back here at 5 o'clock.
Were you able to talk to him at all?
No, he was fine. He was awake. You know, I think he was awake. Everything was fine. We were talking to him. Trainers were talking to him, and you know. So I think he was in some pain and probably a little bit shocked at what had taken place. But other than that, he was coherent going into the ambulance, and they'll look after him here.
It's kind of hard to think about the hockey game at this point, isn't it?
Well, it is. It throws a real wrench, you know. You're just kind of focused on your teammate and stuff like that. So, you know, I mean, we know the situation here in Carolina. They lost, you know, the last game at Montreal, and our situation was one where we have a chance to get potentially 2 points in this building. It's never really easy. Any road win for us has been fairly difficult, but this could be our third road win for us. So that's something that we're excited about. You know, we know that they've added some players, and they're up to top in our division, so this is a big 4-point game for us and one that we need to make sure that we get focused at. And the other thing for me is that if we can build off the last game that we played, I thought we played a really good team game. We played with tremendous speed. I thought was evident. We got a lot of A games from a lot of players in that game, and that's what we need to build off of and continue down that road.